Time for our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Witte. And John and Teresa are once again faithfully in the studio.
Yes, we are. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm doing great. Cold weather in the beginning of the week, warm weather in the end of the week.
Yep. Gotta like that warmer weather.
That's right, for sure.
Minnesota.
Yep.
But Paul, I've got a little complaint to make.
What's that?
You know, as John's wife, I'm kind of his personal assistant. You know, and I think the wives out there can agree with me that, you know, whether it's at home and he needs to get things, you know, oh, I need you to add this to the list and go shopping for me and get this and that, or on the farm, you know, I run his errands and go to the hardware store and get things I don't even know what they are. And then at work too, see? So I'm at work, I got to schedule his appointments and make sure he's on top of things and order things that he needs. And
full-time assistant.
Yeah, that's right. All the time. And so I think I need myself a personal assistant. Don't you think?
Okay, who's that going to be? Yeah, I do think.
Wives, I think, need personal assistants.
There you go. Good.
That makes sense.
Good thought.
Right. And moms, man, I don't even have kids to take care of anymore. But when I was a mom. But you know what? Jen is kind of my personal assistant at work. She's great.
Yeah, she does
I appreciate
a great job.
Her so much. Yep. You hear that, Jen?
She does. She does a great job, doesn't she? So.
She does. But
John, how do you feel about that?
It's a little warm in here all of a sudden.
But can you disagree with me?
No, I guess I tend to do that. You're my memory when
I'm busy doing stuff. That's my job.
Good.
But for those out there who are feeling this, you can have an assistant. You can have a virtual personal assistant.
Virtual personal assistant.
That's right.
You're going to have to explain that to me.
That's right. A virtual, which means, you know, not real, but like technology, right?
Yeah, okay.
So Cortana, I know you've heard that name before. She came along with Windows 10. And, you know, it's been around for a while, but with the new Echo from Amazon or Google?
Yeah.
You know, it kind of brings it all back around again. Cortana is on your computer if you have Windows 10.
We do.
She can be your personal virtual assistant.
I've never used her.
No, and you know, we've talked about how it kind of freaks me out a little bit. But
she's not as cute as Teresa.
Good job.
Oh, good. So, I don't know, being compared to a computer non-existent creature, I don't know. But so let's say, you know, you've got Cortana enabled on your computer because you can turn her on and off.
Right.
And, you know, I've never had her turned on my computer before. But let's say that she was on and I had a microphone so that she could hear me.
Right.
And I said, hey, Cortana, open Google Chrome, and then it'll open.
It'll open. That's how that works. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Automagically.
Auto what?
Automagically.
Okay.
Or you could say, Cortana, put this on my schedule.
Oh.
You know, I need to schedule an appointment for this or that. Or Cortana, I need to make a grocery list. Here's my list.
Okay. Now, I do have a microphone hooked up to my computer, so that would work.
Yep, it would. And she can do a lot of things. And, you know, the more you use her, the more you can see what she might be able to do. You can even, dictate a letter or an email.
Mm.
And she'll, you know, she can do a lot of stuff for you. So if you need help in organizing things, she can really help you do that.
Can she order things?
She can't order things, but she can make you a list.
Okay.
Or you can say, you know, go here and then you can shop. But she can do a lot of things. You just got to find out what she can do and what she can't do. And you need to have a Microsoft account or activate a Microsoft account to get it set up. But, you know, she has a lot of options and it's really convenient. She's right there all the time listening.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder how did they come up with her name?
I actually heard, I think it was the developer's daughter's names first. It was the two daughters, and one was like Courtney, and the other one was something Tana, and they put them together. That's the story.
Story, okay.
Yeah. That's the story. The legend.
Do you guys, do you know people that use that? Cortana?
No, I don't.
I'm not a big user of it myself. I mean, it is handy and cool in some cases. I'm kind of like that big brother guy. I'm a little afraid of... you know, if we have a conversation with Cortana on about I don't know, let's just say getting a new TV or something. I know if I ever Googled TVs, all of a sudden every page I go to, there's, you know, I get email about TVs and all that stuff.
Yep.
And it's like, how do they track, you know? And I know to a point how they do that, but I just don't want anybody listening in to every conversation we have in the house. So, but you can turn her off, leave it off, and then turn her on when you're ready to download or whatever.
Yep, absolutely. So this Echo, this Amazon Echo, was a big Christmas present, and a lot of people get them. They don't really know what to do with them. Our son-in-law got one, and we were using it, you know, and asking silly questions and, you know, it answers silly questions. Well, you know, that's a pretty expensive toy to just have answer silly questions. So, you know, these kinds of things that I mentioned with Cortana, you can do the same thing with Alexa. You just say, hey, Alexa, you know, what time is it?
And it tells you the time.
What's the weather like today, or what's the weather going to be like next week?
Or play some Tom Petty.
Yep, play some Tom Petty. Yep. Turn the volume up, turn the volume down, you know, that kind of thing. Pause, and it'll, you know, pause the music, and then you just tell it to resume or whatever. And it can do a lot of things.
Yeah. We had a good experience with that Alexa at a family gathering.
Did you?
Yeah, I said, play some Johnny Cash, and then my niece would go, I play some Bon Jovi.
And then
and we had it so confused, you know, going back and forth. It was kind of fun.
So if they get a virus on them, they get crabby?
That's a good, you know. Do they get viruses on them?
Maybe that is one way that she's got me beat. She will never get crabby at you.
Good.
Yeah, not that. Okay. So this "Is she always listening?" thing. I looked up that a little bit. So they, Cortana and Alexa, they listen for that wake up word. So it's "Hey Cortana" or "Alexa." And when they hear that word, then they start listening. Okay. But did you know you can actually hear the things that have been recorded?
Oh, no.
You can go onto your Amazon account and you can listen to the recordings of things that have been recorded. And this one gal did that, and she said she was kind of shocked by how many conversations were recorded by the Echo without the wake-up call. Mm. Like she was on the phone talking to her insurance agent, and that got recorded.
Mm.
So something must have sounded like Alexa, and then there was something on TV, and part of this TV show got recorded.
What was that, John?
Creepy.
So you don't always know when she's going to be listening, you know? And you can turn her off, but then that kind of defeats the purpose of when you want something, then you have to go turn her on.
Right.
That's, you know, and that's the thing you don't want to have to do.
Yep.
Something that Cortana can do that, I mean, Alexa can do that Cortana can, is shop for you.
Okay.
You know, because it's connected to Amazon. You can say, add this to my cart.
Yep.
Or I need more toilet paper. Buy me more toilet paper. You know, whatever. Yep. And then it just can automatically do those things for you, which is kind of scary. I think you could spend a lot of money really easily.
You never have to leave the house. You know?
Yeah, that's true. All right, we got a couple minutes here, and what else we got, Teresa?
Well, okay, let's say you're listening to your recordings. You want to see what Alexa's doing. You can listen to them, and you can also delete them. You can delete all of them. You can delete some of them, but just imagine how many things you'd have to listen through to see what she does. But if you do delete them, then it's going to, you know, she gets smarter according to what you talk with her about, and you know, she gets to know your voice and all of that kind of stuff, and what you are usually asking for. So if you delete your history, it's like starting over again.
Gotcha.
So, you know.
John, you like to look into the future. Do you think this this is Echo and Cortana? Do you think it's a fad? Think it'll go away, or is it?
No, I do think this one's going to stick. Okay. I think people, you know, in this society or this, you know, day and age of ease of use, it doesn't get much easier than just saying what you want and getting it. I mean, really.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a lot of social ramifications of that that we're going to be talking about in a couple of years.
I want to come back next week and talk some more about this because I've got some interesting stuff.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, let's do that. So, sounds good.
I know I have Siri on my phone, and sometimes she drives me crazy.
Siri doesn't listen very well.
I don't know if I speak that.
I'm
unclear.
An Android it's girl. My Android's smarter than Siri.
Norwegian accent, John.
Well, I gave her a British, I gave it
Australian.
Australian accent.
Yeah, he likes Australian Siri.
But even her, maybe I deleted too much of the conversation.
She does get crabby at you sometimes.
Yeah, she actually has.
Hey, we'll pick this up next week then.
Sounds good.
Okay, where are you located and how can people find you?
Well, in Madison here, we are on Main Street right across from United Prairie Bank. You can call us there at 320-698-4747. And in Milbank, we are on Highway 12. You can get a hold of us there at 605-438-4747.
Or as always, just send us an email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for coming in.
You bet, Paul. Betcha.
Thanks.
And we'll talk next week. John and Teresa Witte with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.